Boker Tov, hope you are doing well, staying warm. We are finishing today the second part of the Rebbe's 10th entry here, Os Yud in the Tzav Aziras. The beginning, the Rebbe encouraged us to own our decisions in life by being independent, by being unique, by distinguishing ourselves from the herd. And by doing that, we can own our decisions, we can employ our Bechira Chavshis. So this week, he's going to tell us in what way we become and we manifest our distinctness and our distinctiveness. So I want to introduce it with a maisa. Maybe some of you have heard this maisa. When I was a kid, this was a big maisa. Shlomo Karlbach used to tell this maisa about Chatzkalo L'Kavod Shabbos, which is pertinent to this story. There was a Jew who grew up in a small town in Galicia, and he never had any education. His father died when he was very young. He never had the opportunity to just go to school. And he, because of his situation in life, he became a trager. He became a schlepper. And nobody really paid attention to him. And his job in the world was that he would go to the marketplace and he would offer people to schlep bundles from them for them. So you can imagine somebody goes to the supermarket. They go to Jewel or Mariano's, and in those days there were no carts, there were no plastic bags, there were no recyclable bags, which are mamish very chazak, you know, those are the best bags. So they didn't have bags. And so they would say to this chatzkala, they would say, chatzkala, I have here 3 pounds of carrots for my family, and I have 2 pounds of potatoes, I can't possibly get them home. He says, I'll schlep them for you. But the biggest thing for Chatzkala was they would ask the purchasers, he would ask the people in the marketplace, in the shuk, he would say, when is this for? You know, sometimes they would say it's for dinner, but sometimes, especially as it got later in the week, they would say it's for Shabbos Kodesh. So he was so excited because he knew that Shabbos was that time, that he had that closeness with Hashem, that he had some meaning in his life, that wasn't such hard work, that he had a chance to breathe and just look up at the heavens. And he would say, L'kovet Shabbos, L'kovet Shabbos. He would take the giant pack of vegetables, put it on his back, and schlep it wherever he had to go. And he would speak so loudly, he would sing it out so loud, L'kovet Shabbos. So he would sing, everybody heard in the marketplace, they would make a little bit of a chayzik, make a little bit of fun of it. But by the end of the week, you know, it was already Friday, everything was screaming L'kovet Shabbos back and forth in the marketplace. Chatzkalo L'kovet Shabbos. Meanwhile, he becomes known as Chatzkalo L'kovet Shabbos. That becomes his moniker. That's how everybody refers to him. Vahi Hayom. A couple of years later, you know, he davened, he wasn't a very recognized and a notable member of the community. So he davened in the back, in the corner, and he never had too many friends. He was just kind of, you know, doing his own thing. And there was a great Hasidic master, Reb Chaim Chernovitz, who was visiting their town, and he was there for Shabbos. Now, Reb Chaim Chernovitzer was a tremendous tzaddik and a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he wrote several svarim. One of those svarim is a two-volume set. I have in two volumes. He probably wrote it as one. A two-volume set called Siduro Shel Shabbos. Literally means the order of Shabbos. It's explaining different aspects of Shabbos. It's an amazing sefer. It's also a lot of Kabbalah, Chassidus and Kabbalah in that sefer, all about the power of Shabbos and the light of Shabbos and the meaning of Shabbos and the energy, the spiritual energy that is Shabbos. So meanwhile, Reb Chaim Chernovitzer comes to the community for Shabbos, and he davens, of course, in the front of the shul, and people line up in the back, from the back to the front, at the end of davening Friday night, to come shake his hand. Of course, Chatzkala is sitting in the back of the shul by himself, and Reb Chaim Chernovitzer finishes shaking everyone's hand, and the gabbai who's with him and the prominent person in the community is going to host him. They say, okay, Rebbe, it's time to go have a Suda Shabbos. We're ready to go home. And he says, no, not yet. He notices out of the corner of his eye that in the back corner of the shul, there's Chatzkala sitting there Friday night. No one, he's not going anywhere. No one's inviting him. He doesn't have anybody over. So he's saying to him, so Reb Chaim Chernovitzer goes over to him in the corner of the shul, and he's engrossed in his tehillim. He doesn't even look up. So finally he looks up and he sees Reb Chaim Chernovitzer, the holy Sidur Shel Shabbos, standing over him. So he jumps up. He's so, you know, fablanja, he doesn't know what to say. So he puts out his hand. Reb Chaim Chernovitzer holds his hand. He says, good Shabbos, what's your name? So he says, stammering, he says, my name is Chatzkala. So he says to him, really, what's your name? What do they call you? What's your real name? So he's so embarrassed. So he says, you know, they call me Chatzkel Olakovet Shabbos. Sir Chaim Chernovitzer looks at me and says, they call you Chatzkel Olakovet Shabbos? He says to the Gabbai, he says, they call this man Olakovet Shabbos. You can imagine Rav Chaim Chernovitzer, like, his whole life was Shabbos. He spent who knows how many years writing this one magnum opus on Shabbos. So he says to the Gabbai, he says, do you think maybe I could eat with him tonight? The Gabbai says, I think he should eat with us. Let's invite him to come and eat with us. And the legend of that story goes that this Chatzkala ultimately went back to Chernovitz with Reb Chaim, and he became a Rebbe in his own right. So there are many takeaways from this story, but one beautiful aspect of this story really relates to what the Rebbe wants us to understand in becoming an individual. Ubameh, how do we accomplish this goal of being unique, of being distinct, so that we can own our choices? So that's what the Rebbe is going to address right now. You see it on the screen, hopefully. Ubameh, motzi, it's coming up 1 second. Ubameh, and how, you'll keep in mind the Chatzkel Olakovet Shabbos story, we'll come back to in a minute. Ubameh motzi ha'adam u'mavdil es atzmo mikol hamin. How does a person distinguish themselves from just the social group that they're in, the community? The min literally means the genre, just the herd. In bidmus, is it just in his image? Kamus sichlo, in the amount of intelligence that a person have? Is that what distinguishes a person? Kamus ritzono, the amount of their ratzon, their desire, their interest. Kamus levad, just a quantitative measure? She'eno dom l'shal chavero, that person, he learns 3 blot of Gemara. I learn 4 blot of Gemara. That person says 2 prakim of Tehillim, but I say 3 prakim. Halo afa behema v'chaya, midos kamusan in achavas. What do you mean? Not every alligator is the same size as the next alligator. You have bigger alligators and smaller alligators. Hayalda kamus kocha, ritzon of evshagam kamus daita. You know, polar bears. There are young polar bears, so they're probably not so developed or sophisticated, and there's a lot smaller. But at the end of the day, mikol makom netios v'chukos hamin es kulam makifos lo pratios lo yushios bocharos. But they're just a species. There's nothing different inherently about this polar bear and that polar bear. It's a big polar bear and a small polar bear. There's no difference. Rather, says the Rebbe, muchracha ishli ibadol b'midas eichuso liatzmo. The person is required. It's necessary for the person to distinguish themselves b'midas eichuso, qualitatively, for themselves. Lo levad, it's not just shechukos b'nei ha'adam, that the laws of people, halichoseim, their paths, minagayim v'shitoseim, their practices, and their shitos, their opinions, lo yasru, they won't confine the person, mi b'li lahabit mechutz alehem. It's not enough that the person should not be encumbered by all of the social context in which they live, the people that they're friends with, everybody that's around them. It's not enough that that should not limit them. Rak das le'atzmo yehelo. A person needs to have their independent das, their identity. Das doesn't just mean chachma, which is wisdom. Das means a person's personality and an identity. Das is the difference between life experience and book knowledge. Das means, you know, a child doesn't have das. What does it mean? You can have a child who's very bright, who's 10 years old, like my Rebbe Moshe Stav once said. A child, you can teach them all of Maseches Kiddushin. 10-year-old, you can get them to learn all of the laws of how to betroth a woman and to marry a woman. You can teach them all the laws of Ksubas, Maseches Ksubas. They know what the requirements are between a husband and a wife. And then you can tell a 10-year-old, you've learned all of this. Nu, is it kedai to get married? 10-year-old doesn't understand what it means to be married because 10-year-old doesn't have das. They have chachma. So the Rebbe says, we need our own das. Ki below zeh. Without your own identity, lo Yehudi, a person's not a Jew, af lo ish, you're not even a person. If you don't have your own identity, you are not a person. What did they say? I think it's in the name of the Kotzker. If I am I, because you are you, then I am not I and you are not you. But If I am I because I am I, and you, because you are you, then we each exist. Af shegam atzmis ishus udyukan miyuchel liatzmo yigale. Even if they think they have an identity, but if they don't have something that's distinct about them, then what do they have? So rather, the Rebbe says, what do we need? We need to have a qualitative, distinct identity. We need to figure out what makes me, me. What is unique about my makeup that distinguishes me from all the other people, from all of my siblings, from all of my friends? And then we're going to need to accentuate that. But first we have to figure out what makes me, me. What makes me distinct? How do I distinguish myself in the things that interest me? You know, do I just read what everybody else is reading? Or are there certain things that just, they appeal to me? And that's what interests me, and it doesn't really matter what other people are reading. I might read that too, but I might want to understand for myself, what are those things that interest me? What are the things that I'm drawn to in general? And then the Rebbe says, of course, this applies in Batorah Va'avoda, in our Torah, and our pursuit of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo midas kamus levad tireh. It's not about identifying, well, you know, who learns more, who knows more. That's not what it's about at all. Rather, what derech zu lo b'torah zeh v'chiddush zeh. Rather, it's not lo rak gam midas, you see, knock top of the next page, right here on the next, in the column. Rak midas gam midas echuso yigala, to reveal what is distinct qualitatively about my perspective, my personality. Derech zeh, lo, your unique approach, b'Torah. Which part of Torah is exciting to you? What's interesting to you? What appeals to you? V'zeh ba'avoda, and this person in their avoda. You know, you might be the Chatzkala L'Kavod Shabbos. That's your identity. What a great thing to have your own thing. And even if it's not one mitzvah that's unique to you that nobody else does to the extent that you do, but the constellation of aspects of your Torah personality, the different things that you do or the way that you do them, that's unique to you. V'chidesh hazeh b'Torah kishiyira. This chiddush in Torah, when you see ob seder ba'avoda, or the way that you daven, the way that you do ches to connect to others, your avodas Hashem, kishiyimtza, when you find it, yakir hakol, everybody will recognize, shishalomeid zeh va'oved zehima. Ah, they're distinct to you. There's a certain way that you approach people. Everybody says, ah, that person, they have so much thoughtfulness, such selflessness. Why? And he gives you an example. He says here on the third line, Derech HaRambam Zal L'mashal. For example, the way of the Rambam is Nikar B'Torah V'Chachma Le'atzma. It's not just, well, how many books did the Rambam write compared to V'Derech HaRamban Nachmanides Le'atzmo? It's not just that, well, the Rambam wrote these books, and there are X number of books, and Nachmanides Ramban wrote this number of books. No, the Rambam's approach is distinct from the Ramban's approach. They're different. And it doesn't mean that one is better than the other. It just means that the Rambam's neshama, the way that he went through life, was heavily influenced by rationalism and by philosophy and by his experiences. And that was how his neshama shone. It reflected a certain inner approach that he brought to the world that many people connect to. And then there's the Ramban's approach, which is distinct, influenced by his neshama, by his experience, by his perspective, by Kabbalah, much more so, of course, than the Rambam. The Kol Kach Lama, why is this that they had unique approaches? Mipnei she'es atzmo v'dyukon shalo amiyuchad le'ishiyu, so each one, themselves, and their distinct personality that was miyuchad, specialized for their self, hamavdalto, that is mavdil, havdala, distinguishes min zulaso, from the other person, kol echor al yedei haTorah v'haChachma gila. Each person, they revealed to themselves. Notice how the Rebbe is concluding this paragraph with the idea of Havdalah, being distinct. Well, you know, the Gemara says that on Motzoi Shabbos, on Saturday night in Havdalah, we say Havdalah both in shul or in the Shemone Esrei, we're davening by ourselves, and then again over a cup of wine. In which bracha does the Gemara say that we include Havdalah in Shemone Esrei? In the bracha of Atachonin La'adam Das. giving us das inside. Because im'ein das, if you don't have that understanding, then havdalah minayin, the Gemara says, because das and havdalah go together. A person who doesn't think, doesn't devote time to developing their own das, there's no havdalah, there's no difference between them and anybody else. They just blend into the crowd. Making sure that we use our das to forge our own independent identity, that is going to what it's going to give us our ability to be mavdil, to make distinctions, to separate us. And now he says, it's not just for great Torah giants. It's not just for the Rambam or the Ramban. V'lo arzei levonon ke'elo levad. It's not just for these Torah giants. Ragam kulanu anachnu azovekir. Even us, the Rebbe refers to himself as azovekir, as the grass, the moss that grows on the wall from the moisture. Obviously, for us, that's hard to comprehend how the Rebbe looked at himself on such a low level because he was so excessively humble, but we really are just at that level. Maybe not some of you, but I'm certainly at that level. Rather, each one of us, even if we're at a low level, is to raso udyukno hamiyuchad lo al kol echad legalos. Each one of us has to reveal that distinct quality, that nature. Uchafi ha'ishus, according to the personality, va'atzmius hamiyuchedes lo, and the essence of that person that they will reveal, asher yigale, ba b'chirosh so hachofshes la'atzmo tiyeh. Then the person will have free choice. This whole paragraph started with the fact that people feel like, I can't choose, I'm influenced by my society. My choices are limited, my b'chirosh hachofshes is being governed and molded by the people around me. The Rebbe says that's because you don't see yourself as distinct from them. If you saw yourselves as muvdal, if you had the das to be mavdal yourself and say, well, this is my identity, this is how I do things, this is my approach to avodas Hashem, that distinctness and that distinctiveness, well, then you wouldn't be influenced to that extent by other people, and you'd be able to make your own choices. The Rebbe says, "Hale atzmacha min ha'olam." Elevate yourself from the rest of the world. V'gale es ishiyuscha mimin ha'enoshi, and reveal your identity, your personality, yourself from the rest of humankind. V'tiyeh le'ish, and be a person who is bocher, who chooses, v'oved es Hashem, and serves God. Not because that's what everybody else is doing, not because it's socially acceptable to do that, but because that's what you decide you want to do as an individual. You know, it's socially acceptable to go to shul or not to shul. That shouldn't be the determining factor in whether you go or you don't go. It's socially acceptable to dress a certain way or to follow a certain practice, but that's not why you should do it, the Rebbe says. You should do it because that's what fits into your Torah personality, into your identity, so that you have that uniqueness to yourself. I want to share with you one more story. It's kind of a parallel to the Chatzgal Lekavod Shabbos story, but there's just a fascinating, you know, actual historical context. Chatzgal Lekavod Shabbos is a beautiful, a legendary maisa. This, what I'm putting on the screen right now, is an actual sefer. This sefer that you see in front of you, Sefer Baruch Sha'amar. Baruch Sha'amar by Rav Shimshon ben Eliezer. No. By Rav Avram of Zushaim. Rav Avram of Zushaim. It's a mistake on the top. You see it on the book here. Rav Avram of Zushaim, the Sefer Midine Ksivas HaTfilin. See, this is written a few hundred years ago. Published in Dubna. The Sefer of Ksivas HaTfilin, Rav Avram Mizunshaim, with the Hagos, Mi Baruch Sha'amar, from the Baruch Sha'amar. What is this talking about? The Sefer is called Baruch Sha'amar. Why is it called Baruch Sha'amar? An absolute, you're reading it, I cannot make this up. This is not a legend. You're looking it. This is from Reb Avram Sofer and the commentary on Reb Shimshon. Here it is. Rav Avram Sofer Stam and Reb Shimshon Baal Baruch Sha'amar Nishmaso Eden. You're right. It's both of them. It's Shimshon ben Eliezer and Rav Avram of Zunsheim combining for this Sefer Baruch Sha'amar. Here it is. Who was this Sefer? take a look. I'm going to actually go to the next page where the author, Reb Shimshon ben Elazar, with the Hakdama of the Baruch Sha'amar. You ready? Look at this. Can you see it on the page? Can you see it in front of you? I'll zoom in. It's hard to read. He says, this is unbelievable. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed is God, asher lo azav chasdo v'amitu me'amo Yisrael u'me'im Yisomo, and from its orphan, Shimshon bar Eliezer, ha'mechune Baruch Sha'amar. The author of the Sefer, Reb Shimshon bar Eliezer, and then the next part of it is Reb Avram Zunsheim, that's the Hagos. He says that, I'avi ve'imi azavuni v'ashem yasveni. God, he gathered me in after my father and mother abandoned me. What does that mean? Because, look at this, next two lines later, you follow the cursor. Ki avi v'imi hevu usi v'esachosi. They brought me and my sister. My parents brought me and my sister. Me'eretz Zuskin, Me'eretz Molarati, Lakal Proga. They went from Zuskin to Prague, and then Vasham, and there holchu kulam la'olamam. They all passed away. V'nisharti ani lavadi yasom. I was alone, an orphan, with no parents, no siblings. Ben chamei shana. I was ebechav shana. I was 8 years old. Oz hidrichani Hashem yizbarach b'nesivoso. God guided me. Kedayan I am avi yasomos, like God is the father of all the orphans. Va'amadati b'chol boker, I got up every morning uboker, ba'ashkam lebeis haknesses, to shul. Va'amarti baruch sha'amar b'chol orev, shachanani Hashem yizbarach. Every morning I said the words baruch sha'amar and davening in a beautiful voice. Like it says in the Gemara, kabedes Hashem mehoncha, honor God mehoncha. From whatever God's gift has given to you, what is distinct for you, afilu b'kor orev, even with a beautiful voice. If that's what your gift is, use it. Ad shekaru v'kinu es shemi baruch sha'amar. The people in the neighborhood started calling me baruch sha'amar. An 8-year-old boy show up to shul, and all he had was the words baruch sha'amar. And that's what everybody called him. And today he says, God took care of me to the extent that now I'm knowledgeable enough to write a sefer on tefillin, on Ksiva Sefer Torah. But you know, I never forgot. I'm going to call the sefer Baruch Sha'amar because that's what everybody called me. Because that was my identity. That was what was unique to me. So whether you're Chatzka Lulakavit Shabbos or Baruch Sha'amar, the kid who comes to shul and just sings Baruch Sha'amar, or you're the known person in the world of Chesed, or in the Chevra Kaddisha, whatever it is, or in your family, you have like a shtickle thing that you do, that you send the Hanukkah cards. That's your Chesed. Or whatever it is in the quality of your Avodas Hashem that is distinct for you, realize that. Embrace it. And by embracing it, you'll realize your own, we will all realize our own distinctiveness. And through that, we will be freed from the shackles and the limitations of the social pressure from others, and we'll be able to make our own individual personal choices in nurturing our Avodas Hashem.